Kaylee Hodgeboom has qualified for the playoff round at the Curl Sask U18 Girls Provincial Championship currently underway at the Moose Jaw Curling Center. Hodgeboom and her rink of third Aaron Thibault, second Abby Hodgeboom and led Peyton Fisher posted a 3-2 record in the round robin to finish tied for second place in Pool B, but thanks to her 7-5 victory over Estevan's Heidi Fredette in the round robin, she advanced to the Page playoff quarterfinal on Friday night. Hodgeboom went into action Friday with a simple mission. Just win, baby. A victory in her game against Saskatoon Natana's Olivia Fisher would give them hope, and they'd need unbeaten Addison Simpson from Regina Highland to defeat Fredette to have a shot at the playoffs. Hodgeboom did her part in style, picking up points in every end, including 5 straight steals, on her way to a 9-0 victory in 6 ends. That gave her foursome a chance to watch how things played out between Fredette and Simpson, with that contest ending up as a barnburner that saw Fredette steal in the 7th to tie the game 6-6. Simpson used the hammer to perfection in the final end, though, picking up the single point and getting the 7-6 win. And with that, Hodgeboom was in. The local rink was set to face the winner of the tiebreaker contest between Swift Current's Grace Wickenheiser and Martinsville's Renee Wood after those two rinks finished in a three-way tie at 3-2 in Pool A. Wickenheiser led that game 6-2 through 3 ends as of this writing. Simpson and fellow unbeaten Melissa Remishilo of Martinsville were to play in the Page 1-2 game at the same time as Hodgeboom's 3-4 contest, with those games going at 8:30 p.m. Things didn't go as well for Dane Heisler and his Moose Jaw rink of 3rd Blake Montgomery, 2nd Riley Cushway and lead Lane Burnham, thanks to a pair of tough losses in their final two games. Heisler dropped a 7-6 decision to Avonlea's Hudson Heisted in his third round-robin game Thursday night despite building a 5-1 lead through 4 ends. Heisted scored 3 in the 5th to get right back into it and picked up a deuce in the 6th to take a 6-5 lead. The teams then exchanged points the final two ends, with Heisted picking up the single in the 8th. The comeback shoe was on the other foot in their final round-robin game Friday afternoon, as trailing 5-2 through 6 ends against Langenberg's Aiden Clark, Heisler would pick up 2 in the 7th and steal in the 8th to send things to an extra end. There, Clark would make no mistake, picking up 2 for the 7-5 victory and their lone win of the tournament. Martinsville's Dylan Dirksen and Saskatoon Sutherland's Rogan Snow each finished 4-0 in their pool and will play in the boys' 1-2 game, while Heisted and Esther Hazy's Brandon Weiss finished 3-1 in their pools and are in the 3-4 game. The semifinals are set for 9 a.m. Saturday, followed by the championship games at 2 p.m. Be sure to check out www.curlsask.ca for all the scores and updates.